Premier PJ Akigok fended off a vote of non-confidence by a count of 10-8 on Wednesday. Minister John Main called the motion a sledgehammer that would not fix anything. If the desire is to fix things, then maybe we need to use a screwdriver. Ivalik MLA Solomon Maliki put forward the non-confidence motion on November 4. He initially provided no reason, but while speaking with press afterwards, Maliki cited frustration with no transparency by Akigok. Maliki, chair of the Regular Members Caucus, said transparency was a key platform for Akigok in 2021. Yet he alleged that the premier has not been accountable to direct inquiries from MLAs. "There's so much frustration in the Regular Members Caucus," he said. Akigok countered that Maliki's claims are not true as, "my door has always been open." He also asked Maliki to clarify what matters he was referring to. "We've provided every update in terms of progress we've been able to make," the premier said. "We've provided updates not only to the House, but updates through news releases or progress reports we've done. Right from the beginning, we've been open," Akigok insisted. "We've been focused on bringing partners together to tackle huge issues, whether it's housing or the work we're doing with Inuit organizations." Iqaluit Manirajik MLA Adam Arik Lightstone said he received plenty of email messages from the public relating to this matter and, reading passages from that communication, it was clear that many people were supportive of Akigok and felt that ousting him was too drastic. Arik Lightstone didn't support the measure himself. "First, there's been no scandal or serious breach of ethics and, as such, I see no justification to bring down the government," he said. "And more importantly, I do not believe it is in the best interests for Nunavut. We are less than a year away from the end of this assembly. We have a lot of work to do and we need to remain focused and not let distractions get ahead of us." Minister Pamela Gross called for the legislators to return to the collaborative work we've been doing and to the progress we're making. "We need to work together, set positive examples and be role models." Just before the matter was put to a vote, Maliki said, "We got elected and then we selected the ministers to be in cabinet, and we had confidence in them. We did an admonishment but it did not have any effect. There are 5 ministers that have resigned and that raises even more questions. That was why I introduced a way to improve things before it got more serious."